Hi, I'm Rich Harrigan from Gordon Street, and this is Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Beautiful song right there in the studio, song called King of Hearts. We're live at EXT with a rock and roll band from Schenectady, local 518 Gordon Street. Please welcome guitarist Rich Harrigan,
hello,
keyboardist Mark Bertini,
yo, yo,
lead singer and bassist Dan Noonan,
hi,
and drummer Jason Novak.
Hello.
Well, welcome, guys. Great to have you in the studio here. You guys have been playing around the 518 for a number of years. When did you get your start?
We're actually celebrating our 10th anniversary, and Dan and I have been playing in bands together since we were in high school and college. And
Rich and I have been playing together for more than half of our lives.
Yeah, that's a scary thought, but it's completely accurate.
Shouldn't they sound better?
You get it right one of these years.
No, but we started as Gordon Street. Was it 2007, Rich?
Yeah, it was January 20. 2007 was our first show.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So coming up on our 10-year, or just had our 10-year anniversary. Yeah.
And how did the band form?
Dan and I always have played together, so I think playing together was always going to happen. It wasn't.
We were high school frenemies.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, we were kind of rivals. He was... I was older, so I was more experienced on guitar. I went away to college. He was my fill-in in the high school band, so he would get mad every time I would come home from college and take my old spot. And
could have been my gig.
Yeah, could have been my gig. And so we just teamed up and kicked everyone else out.
And then I landed up in Schenectady about 2003 and started stalking these guys online for a couple of years.
We were equally flattered and scared.
And heard what they're putting out there and was working on a different project at the time and said, I'm digging it. let me in. Please,
we wanted a keyboard player for years.
Yeah, we had always wanted a keyboard. Like every other song we'd write, like, ah, that's cool. It'd be cooler if we had a keyboard player, though.
Can you just hear that part? Yeah, I can hear it. Enough. We just got to get our keyboard player.
Very nice.
What we want.
And so. Jason came in a year ago. We decided.
Yeah, I'm the new guy.
Yeah, musically, we wanted to make some changes, head in some different directions. And Jason came in at just the right time. And it was such an empowering part of the music. Jason heard the songs differently, was able to add a lot to it. The new record that we are putting out in April, self-titled Gordon Street LP, has some new songs. It also has some old songs we've been kicking around really since the very beginning of the band 10 years ago. And Jason coming in and hearing those songs, because we gave him everything, like, all right, this is everything we've done. And he would say, like, you know, oh, Twilight, I really like that song. Oh, really? Well, we haven't played it live in a while.
Rich and I, we hadn't played that song in probably like 5 years.
Yeah.
We just were like, yeah, hey, this song's fine.
Yeah.
And then Jason shows up. He's like, dudes, I love all your old songs. I said, oh, okay, I guess we'll, and old becomes new.
We've put out 2 EPs to this point, and Jason comes in and we have an LP in less than a year. So I think that explains the positive influence Jason has really had on the band.
And are you each a contributing member to writing songs, lyrics, and music?
Most of the songs either generate from the band, like through like a jam of some sort where we get a riff or something and we kind of all kind of collaborate in molding it. Dan puts lyrics on top of it, or Dan will come in with a completed piece and we learn.
King of Hearts was one of my own.
King of Hearts was a completed song that Dan came in with, and it, I think Mark and I really added. Mark and I met years ago on a Black Crowes message board, and I think that there's definitely kind of a Crowes-y feel to some of the verses on that song, or kind of a Stones-y swagger that's a big part of that music. And Dan brought in this gorgeous ballad and the swagger that's added to it.
Love you too, man.
It transforms it into something new and something cohesive. So it all goes through the contextual lens of the band.
And the name Gordon Street, I'm assuming that's in Schenectady. No.
Not it.
Tell us about the band name.
It's a reference to the quintessential 90s film Wayne's World 2, where Charlton Heston makes a surprise cameo and delivers a monologue about how he once loved a girl who lived on Gordon Street.
He's looking for where's the First Presbyterian Church on Gordon Street?
Joe Gordon Street.
And it just became one of those kind of jokes that...
We all love the movie, so it just kind of became an in-joke.
All right,
someone
I guess
just
that's
to say,
a band 10 years yeah. later. It's like Humphreys McGee, like, they're stuck with it. Sorry, fellas, over Hot Chili Peppers.
Jason, I hope you're comfortable with it. You like the movie.
So far, so good.
That's a fair answer.
They were Gordon Street when I got here, so, I mean...
You guys are on the heels of releasing your self-titled full-length debut. It's out April 29th, and it's very diverse.
It sort of begins with kind of a soulful, psychedelic tune, Peppermint Chamber, and we want the record to take you on a journey, and, you know, then it leads to the second to last song, the penultimate track.
Nice.
Paranoid Jones. It's a jam at the end of it, but it feels earned, so to speak. It doesn't go on a tangent.
It doesn't outstay its welcome.
Exactly.
I don't think.
And exactly.
It's a 7-minute song that doesn't feel like 7 minutes, and it's also what I say. It really captures what we sound like live.
Yeah, because we're ultimately a live band. Like you said, we have a lot of genres and different diverse avenues, but it's all rock and roll. You know, if you boil it down to what the original definition of rock and roll was, you know, it can all you can.
That's what
put
we aspire
that,
to be.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about this next song you want to play for us?
Twilight's probably one of the oldest songs that we've had. We probably played it a bunch of times in our first years together. I came up with the lick and the chords almost as like a rootsy rock kind of thing, inspired by the Jayhawks, Gram Parsons, maybe some, you know, early 70s Grateful Dead. And Dan took it and made it into this beautiful pop song. Dan's lyrics. Dan is my favorite lyricist, I have to say. Dan's lyrics always have a clever perspective on the world, as great lyrics should. And it really comes through.
You're giving me the
song.
Vapors.
We're live at EXT with Local 518 Gordon Street. Take it away, guys.
Wipe that smile off your face. You're no different. wrote that song for her.
Live at EXT with Local 518 Gordon Street here in the studio, and a wonderful song from their new album, Twilight. Their self-titled debut album is coming out April 29th. Assuming all you guys have day jobs, how do you find time to rehearse, record, and play out?
We skip a lot of work.
That's where you should be right now.
Yes.
Actually, I work for Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons Catholic School in Schenectady.
Woo! Hey, no free rides.
No free rides. And actually, they're very supportive, because I try and bring it with me back into what I do. I have several students that perform in their own bands and that kind of thing, and I'm trying to encourage them the same way I was encouraged at their age as well. It's a great place to work.
Our families and jobs, and they all know what our priorities are. My wife met me at a show that I was playing in another band, 9 years ago, just about a week ago. She saw me on stage, we hit it off, and here we are almost a decade later. So she knows the deal. Like, you're a musician first and foremost. Like, you don't have any excuse that, I didn't realize you'd be playing in bands and stuff.
Right.
Yes, you did.
My wife's a musician, classical. So
Rich's wife is a really, really, really talented singer.
Thank you. Alyssa Premerlani, she does voice lessons and that kind of thing. So she gets it in that she'll be like, shouldn't you be rehearsing? So it's kind of nice to get the encouragement.
Yeah.
We rehearse actually out of my house. We have a music room in the house where there's a piano, amps, and everything.
It's all baffled.
It's all baffled.
It,
it's great. Creative. And, she teaches voice lessons out of there. We rehearse out of there. It's just such a creative space. Everything from the record, everything we've done to this point was really birthed out of that room.
Well, besides the album release, April 29th, do you have big plans for this year? Anything you'd like to do?
Continue playing as many shows as possible for as many people as possible. You can find us playing, kind of smaller community gigs. We love to play the Schenectady Green Market. We're kind of a regular act there, and that's part of our active commitment to community as well as music. And this band is really a community as well, and that we lift each other up when we're down. Our families are tight as well.
But we do have a really big album release party. Not to cut you off, Rich, but it's absolutely really more important than...
Yes, April 29th, we're going to be officially releasing the album. And the release party is going to be held at Firestone 151 on Knott Terrace in Schenectady, beautiful downtown Schenectady.
It's going to be a big, awesome party.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll probably play the whole record in one shot, I'm thinking.
Hopefully having some of our favorite musical guests with us up there.
We're hoping to get Mike Dickerson from Yankee Holler to come out and sing with us
a little bit.
Oh,
nice.
And we're doing, much like you guys here, this whole project is also a bit of a rebranding period now that Jason has come in. So new websites are going up.
New logos.
The whole thing.
Meet us again for the first time.
Merch for once.
Merchandise.
That's awesome.
We've never been able to agree on merch until now.
These guys, they're self-titled full-length debut coming out April 29th. Support Local 518. Go see them at their show. Grab a copy of their really splendid CD. You guys sent me this CD ahead of time, and I've had a chance to listen to it a number of times, and I'm really loving the diversity in the music here.
Thanks,
and
man.
All the songs, very upbeat and danceable, fun. I love it. I really love it.
Aww,
you can keep up with these guys online, gordonstreet.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. Rich, Mark, Dan, and Jason, thank you so much for dropping on by.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you, guys.
What do you want to play us out with?
It's the closing track in our album, and we figured it's apropos. Until we meet again.
Until we meet again, my friend. I'll memorize the message you sent way back when we first met. Told you I was trouble back then. Until we meet again, dear friend. I won't even try and pretend it's not an if but when. How about a quarter to ten? Isn't that the time that we said? Until we meet again, old friend. The time that we had already spent building our defense. What goes around comes back in the end. Isn't that what you always said? What matters most to me is you. What matters most to you is you too. I'm better off for having met you. Wish that were true. What matters most to me is you. What matters most to you is you. I'm better off having met you. Wish that were true. But what the hell you gonna do? Until we meet again, my friend. I'll memorize the message you sent way back when we first met. Told you I was trouble back then. I told you I was trouble back then. I told you I was trouble back then.
This is your Roots and Rock radio station. I'm Dan from Gordon Street, and this is Exit 97.7 WEXT.